dictation for Lana, L-O-N-N-A, Everdeen, E, V as in Victor, E-R, D as in David, E-E-N. May 2nd, 1950, address as a letter, Dr. Masti, M-A-S-T-I, 5831914. Dear Dr. Masti, consultation for Mrs. Everdeen. There has been elevated PTH. She has requested input from nephrology, already have seen endocrinologists. There has been no history of kidney stones. She thinks that there has been some calcium oxalate detected in the urine, although no 24-hour urine collection done for that purpose. Endocrinology requested nuclear medicine scan that she has postponed. There has been a 24-hour urine collection showing an increase of calcium, more than 250, she was 280. Kidney function and calcium levels has been normal. She has a chronic back pain without anti-inflammatory agents, trying to lose weight on purpose, has a good appetite without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She's been told about fatty liver. History of rheumatoid arthritis, has been on biological treatment, prior Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L-L, and Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, has deformities of the hand, history of Lyme disease, back in 2004 with antibiotic for 2 years. Denies neuropathy, complains of some degree of dyspnea, question atypical chest pain, not on activity, no reported hemoptysis, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no syncope, has a sleep apnea but has not able to use the CPAP machine, limited range of motion of the neck, multiple joints affected. Next paragraph, her past medical history for osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Prior knee replacement. No problems with the kidneys, no kidney stones. Denies hypertension, diabetes, denies heart abnormalities, event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. She's been told in the past for mitral valve prolapse, fatty liver. Next paragraph, surgeries including a tubal ligation and eventually reversal, but did not become fertile. Hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries. It turned out to be a benign condition, no cancer. 10 inches of the bowel removed, did have a colostomy and eventually take down. This is 2013, this was not cancer. Total knee replacement, right-sided and left, redo both of them. Left-sided total hip replacement and appendectomy. Next paragraph, reported side effects to MSG, Demerol, Aspartame, and kiwi, K-I-W-I, extract. Next paragraph, she takes naturopathic medicines, a long list of them attached to the records here in the office. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, diverticulosis, osteoporosis. estragraph on physical exam, her weight 168 down to 162. Alert to the intestine 3, blood pressure 122/70. No respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, normal speech, normal eye movements, no neck masses, no carotid bruise, JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no masses, deformity of the hands, typical for rheumatoid arthritis, 1+ peripheral edema, overall no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, December. Normal calcium, normal albumin, liver function test not elevated, immunoelectrophoresis, no monoclonal protein, elevated sedimentation rate at 76, PTH normal at 45, normal TSH, no activity in the urine for blood or protein, 24-hour urine collection for calcium 284, creatinine at 0.5, minor increase of alkaline sulfatase thought to be related to fatty liver. They are requesting special testing to assess the degree of fibrosis. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Through the years, PTH has been the highest at 125, otherwise in between normal and this level. Calcium consistently has been normal. There has been a kidney ultrasound, 10.5 on the right, 11.2 on the left, without obstruction in stone masses and no nephrocalcinosis. Abdominal ultrasound showing increased echogenicity, probably fatty liver. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Lana has probably hyperparathyroidism with normal levels of calcium, with mild degree of increased calcium in the urine, no associated nephrocalcinosis or kidney stones, normal kidney function, normal blood pressure, in the background of rheumatoid arthritis, with deformity and prior biological treatment, extensive joint disease, damage including surgery as indicated above. Next step is to do a nuclear medicine scan to assess if there is a localized adenoma or this is more hyperplasia. At the same time, the other option is not doing anything and just watch it over time, observation only. There are recent reports for mild degree of hyperparathyroidism. Surgical procedure is not advantageous for the long term. Only should discuss with the patient and family member. End of dictation.